Moving on now, Russia and Turkey have achieved a census on the borders of a demilitarized zone in Syria's Idlib province, which is the last major stronghold of anti-Damascus militants. Russia's top diplomat underlined the need for creating the buffer zone.
Just yesterday or the day before, the militaries of Russia and Turkey agreed the concrete frontiers of the demilitarized zone. This means that the process of implementing the Sochi agreements is in a very active phase. This is essential because the creation of such a demilitarized zone will make it possible to prevent further firing from the Idlib de-escalation zone under positions of Syrian forces and the Russian base at Humaymim.
The visiting Russian foreign minister was speaking after a meeting with his Bosnian counterpart, in the capital Sarajevo. Sergei Lavrov also described the eradicating of terrorist threats as the main objective of the Russian-Turkish deal. On Monday, the two countries' leaders agreed on the establishment of the buffer zone. A possible assault on Idlib by Syrian forces and their Russian allies has been a matter of concern for Turkey. Ankara fears an all-out offensive could cause a large number of Idlib residents to seek refuge in neighboring Turkey. Political commentator Keith Pearson believes that the United States may not be happy with the agreement reached between Turkey and Russia. Let's take a listen.
One of the wild cards involved in this is how the Americans are going to react to this, because the Americans, of course, and the Russians have contending in Syria. The Syrians are allies of Russia, and Russia wants to maintain the stability and order in Syria. The United States has long had as its goal the deposition of the Assad government, and of course, has either covertly or overtly at times backed the insurgency in Syria. So the Americans may not be particularly happy about the arrangement that's been made now between the Turks and the Russians and the Syrians. But it remains to be seen whether or not the Americans are actually going to pull back and recognize this arrangement.